9 o'clock. This regular city council meeting for Tuesday, November 24th. November 24th will now come to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Best?
Here.
Councilmember Carrington?
Here.
Councilmember DeReese?
Here.
Councilmember LaFrance?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Hansen?
Is not here.
Oh, okay.
Quite yet.
Mayor Johnson?
Here.
I believe that Deputy Mayor Hansen might be walking in the door.
Might have just arrived.
And Councilmember Combs will not be here for either meeting.
So we'll just make sure that we acknowledge that Councilmember Hansen is present. And yes, and without ceremony, I don't expect there would be any opposition to noting that Councilmember Combs would be excused. She's still in the hospital, I believe, with a heart attack, I guess. So anyway, I'm sorry to hear that she's there. And Councilmember Carrington, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item of business is the audience participation time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council for up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes if you are representing a group. This will be the only audience participation under the special meeting at 6 o'clock. There'll be further opportunities to speak at the regular meeting. Audience participation is now open. All right. Please sign in, state your name for the record.
Are we good? My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. I follow the public process done appropriately, and decision made by the governing body. It's more like in the public interest. A footnote, you haven't seen me for a couple of meetings because I raised concern over like 18 months ago that in the communications that the city council meetings and the borough assembly meetings, there shouldn't be a conflict with the public having to choose whether going to a city council meeting or a borough assembly meeting. And again, I'm still requesting that you change that and work it with the clerks, and so I don't have to find myself not being able to attend your meetings or other members of the public, and they don't have to make a choice on that. Especially in this particular circumstance, you were dealing with your budget, and I'm sorry I missed that. I would like to have been available to look at what you were doing, but I wasn't here. But other things are happening in the community. Example, MEA, the City of Wasilla Planning Commission did a hearing, and at that hearing, I note one member of the board announced their position of which route they liked during the hearing just prior to me speaking, and then I raised concern that you don't prejudicial the proceedings in which they did. Of course, the press misannounced that, but that's the way things go. The other thing is, you are aware that a lot of people know I attend meetings and I look at public process. I'm getting more and more people out there that are coming to me and questioning what's going on out there. One thing happened recently. The city of Wasilla, again, there was a meeting last Thursday night around 6 o'clock. About a dozen people were not allowed into the room. The city was claiming, and I made a presentation last night at city council meeting in audience participation, and they were claiming that this was not with the Open Meetings Act. But in reality, I read them a line from an agenda that I got my hands on that very few people had, and which it said basically, notice to the audience, this is a committee meeting, and while we welcome the public to attend committee meetings, are not open to public comment. So their own piece of agenda on that meeting, they blocked in. And it's a policy as far as something going about a couple of mayors, and you may not be aware of what I'm talking about. Some of you may be aware of it, concerning the library, reconsideration of book. And I don't take positions. I only talk about public process. I may not have enough time to talk about it, so I'll hit the next audience participation, the next meeting. But the fact is, even the council members didn't even know about the policy. It was a policy of a couple of meetings, a couple of mayors ago, under Keller. And they need to stop it. And it should be like an ordinance, create transparency and know the processes, and the council and the mayor supported it, and not this blind thing. But the way it's turning out, they're just going, proceeding with not the openness and transparency it needs to be. And there were a lot of people concerned in that meeting on what was going on, and they had personal views on the subject, on different views. But I take this position: the public process done appropriately, the decision made by the governing body is not, most likely not going to be in the public interest. Thank you. See you next opportunity.
Our next item of business is a committee of the whole, and action may be taken by the council following the committee of the whole. This is for discussion of 2016 City of Palmer budget, 2016 City of Palmer pay plan, 2016 City of Palmer fee schedule, 2016 City of Palmer fine schedule, 2016 City of Palmer capital improvement program. We have a motion to move into the committee of the whole.
So move.
Second.
Made and seconded. Madam, I guess we don't have to do a roll call vote since we don't have anyone on the phone. All those in favor of moving in the committee of the whole, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we're now in the committee of the whole. What I would like, I guess, first of all, we have a number of things on the table, and if we could just get an update from, I guess, the clerk or manager, whoever had directed to have these put on the table. Just give us an idea of if we have to replace pages or where these would go, and a rundown on our information. Madam Clerk.
I just have one item, and then I'll defer to the manager for the rest. And the only item that I have are the amendments that were made, previous amendments that were made at the last meeting. And after every meeting, I will update this and have it before you at the next meeting so you know what amendments have been moved. And the rest of the items, the manager.
And these are only the amendments that were made during the last meeting, not any of the amendments were made in the previous, not all of the meetings, not all of the budget amendments.
These are all of the budget amendments that have been made so far.
Oh, they are, okay.
Then there are only amendments made on the 10th. That's the first time amendments came forward.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good, thank you. Mr. Manager, I assume these are, the rest then must have came through administration.
Yes, Mayor, if I may, there should be a replacement document for page 93 of the airport fund. There's also information for the, it's kind of mixed in for the regular session. There's a package for the Soldotna, which is for the regular meeting, the letter for the Cockroot, which is for the regular meeting. And then the rest of it is just information the council requested for your information as we go through.
Is this a replacement page?
It's a replacement page for 93.
Okay, and so it looks like the replacement page 93 has some, the page that we're replacing has some information on the back. So I'm just going to put mine in front of that.
And page 92 should, or 91 should be the same. There's no change.
Okay. Then we have the sales tax figures. Sales tax, I guess that was a requested item.
That was just a requested item. It's not part of the actual booklet, or the book proposed budget itself. That was just additional information.
Vending machine at the vending at the ice arena. Open skate times.
Again, this was just follow-up information on skate time. Well, it was requested as additional information, not part of the actual budget packet. Just for consideration.
Well, okay. I guess there's a little bit more here to all. Maybe you don't have the stack You don't have the stack, okay. Here, here's my, yeah, okay.
Okay, so if I may, Mayor.
Yep.
There were several requested items, and I'll go through just the checklist, and some of this information not be made.
Just a second, Sheriff. Madam Clerk, go ahead.
The items for finance, right there, thanks.
Sorry. Very good, okay.
So there's a request for information on the airport, and the request that page 93 be reprinted with the new information, so that's part of the packet. There's an information request on bringing back sales tax information year to date, so that page includes November and December and outwards. Before it didn't, it stopped at October. There's a question about the Dasher Board activity. We do have information on that. It's not solidified yet. We have to do some additional research on previous charges, but it looks like the Dasher Board in the future will not be part of the private activity. It'll be considered part of a 2.5%. That's not part of the 10%. So we can go forward with that once we get final guidance from the lawyers. But we are not going to include that as revenue this year because it's still a question on what that may be. That's the same for the vending machine revenue. Again, as we move forward, that will be part of that 2.5% non-related activity that doesn't count for the 10%. So we will readjust our numbers, but for the future, it doesn't count towards the 10%. There's a question about the fire service contract breakdown and whether or not the public service or the public safety director was a portion of that, and that is not directly, it was not a direct source. We were paid for our fire service activity, so that it doesn't play into the picture, whether or not we have that position or not. We weren't being paid for that specific position. There's a question on the fire truck grant. The expected arrival of that piece of equipment is sometime early next year, January, February. And that money, there's a balance currently of about $503,000 of the $1.8 million. There's also some additional training. We'll have to go through that, so that fund will still go down even more, a little bit more as we go through. There was a question on the...
I have a question on the fire truck. Well, we're not going to use the $500,000. What's the $500,000 balance? $500,000 balance as the remaining balance will be used for personnel to travel to inspect the truck.
It won't be $500,000 worth of travel.
Okay.
If I may ask the finance director to provide additional information.
Determine exactly how we might want to have some add-ons to our truck. My understanding is.
Mayor, Council, I spoke with Chief McNutt, and I don't think he's here, but it's my understanding that that is all that will be used with remaining funds. At this time, I don't know how much will be remaining after that travel, but he said there wasn't going to be anything else purchased. And that's all the information I have.
All right, is that it? Deferred maintenance, it looks like.
Mayor, the question about deferred maintenance, we were only carrying over a single year in our budget, proposed budget. It was asked for the previous years as well, so we're providing that information at this time. So we include 13, 14, and 15 for deferred maintenance. You can see the totals there. That's so you have a comparison, where we only provided one year before.
Well, I guess the 10% anticipated unappropriated reserve transfer, did you talk about that?
No, I was going to talk about that as I give the
okay. The
introduction for tonight. Our intent was to show the spreadsheet, and we're having some technical difficulties, but we should overcome those here shortly, of where we stand with the general fund, and also have access to the other fund balances with the amendments that have been made. So verbally, I'll give you the numbers we've got so far There we go.
Coming up hopefully here in a second. There is a delay to the screen.
If you'd click on the tab for general fund, one, whoever's driving, you driving? There we go.
It'll delay, but it'll go over there.
Yeah, you can't see that.
So with the proposed budget, we still stand after the amendments from the last session. We're still $6,397. Yeah.
I don't know the spreadsheet, so I can't. I don't know.
It just called out.
He said he wanted me in general fund. So I don't know the spreadsheet. So I'm not able to. There it is.
So we're still $6,397 to the good after the amendments have been made, the adjustment for the revenue sharing that was taken out, and then for the capital expenditures. There is one more adjustment that we recommend that we make, and that's the 10% for the capital funds. The original projection was discussed on whether it was a final number, the $268,000. That was prior to the budget publication. The final or mid-year budget was approved September 22nd, and it does change the numbers a little bit. Instead of $268,000, it's $233,000.
How hard it would be for us to get a printed copy of this?
On the spreadsheet?
Right now, I mean, is there someone that could just get a copy of that for us?
Yeah, we can print that.
Okay. So, I mean, just it's kind of hard to track it when everything's moving around and it's hard to find.
We're still experimenting with technology.
Okay. So we can come back to that.
You should have a handout that shows those numbers. One of the last pages, the one you just mentioned about the 10%, and it shows the. So instead of transferring $268,000, the recommendation would be to transfer $233,000, which is the 10%. And what that'll do is that'll leave about $24,000 in the general fund, which bumps the $6,000 up to almost $30,000 still to the good. So that's additional money.
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
The very beginning, we were about $6,000 with the health insurance decrement, which brought us back down to that. So with the revenue sharing, we've gone up and down with revenue sharing and insurance. So with the adjustment
I'm sorry, I just didn't hear the question.
When he said the $30,000, I asked him, I said, it seems like to me that's where we were at the very, very, very beginning.
The original budget proposal was about $8,000 to the good, and that included the insurance, our estimate of insurance, and a higher percentage. When I presented the budget, I briefed that we were going to lower that. The budget amendment that was done last week accounted for the health insurance drop. With revenue sharing adjustment, that brought it back up to $6,000. And then now with this adjustment, it takes us to approximately $30,000. And Esther, if I'm off here, by my averages.
Mayor and Council, it's actually the 10% would be $239,394. And so our adjustment is $28,606. And if I might also add, there was a request for page 91 and 93. 91 did not change, so we didn't reprint that one.
So, Mayor, if I may, there are no formal presentations tonight since we've gone through all the departments and the tabs in the book. So it's really open to general discussion at this point.
It looks like there's just some general information here on the airport, the request for information on the head bolt heaters and so on as well.
Mayor, if I may, there was I believe it was last council meeting that was presented how much the head bolt heaters were cost, and the question was asked was how much revenue that would bring in. The estimate was with those eight additional head bolt heaters at $412 a piece, that would increase our revenue about $3,500 a year. Another calculation would be because we aren't at capacity, some maybe it may just slide over, so it may not be a completely, that figure may not be a complete number for us. So the average is about $2,300 based on the low end and the high end of people just moving over to the heated versus the unheated, or a complete eight new customers coming in would give us the full amount. So the average is about $2,300 is what we expect the revenue to come in for those new head bolts.
All right. So did you know that we went through the handouts? Did you have anything you wanted to start out, or did you just turn it over to the council, or did you have things that you wanted to add to that?
The ever-ending pitch, the manager's discretionary fund is still at zero as we come closer to the end. If there are funds that the council deems appropriate to adjust that back up, I would ask that be looked at again. I can't tell you what I'd use that for. It's completely discretionary fund, and I know discretionary funds are frowned upon. But my first year in the job, I would like to have that and then be able to adjust it next year if it's not needed, or if it's something that I deem is not useful or necessary. The budget for advertising and marketing was brought down in the manager's line. I think that's something we can manage, but still having that discretionary fund as an additional piece to use as a tool in my office is something I'd like you to look at.
All right. Well, where did was it left? Did anyone have any questions last time or wanted to go through anything in the budget? Good, we got our handouts.
Thank you. From the handout we just got, it looks like that in the general fund, the revenue over expenses is $6,397. So, in addressing your request for discretionary funds, either we're going to have to cut something from someplace else or give you $5,000 or something, because in order for us not to check into our reserves. Is that the correct interpretation?
Mayor, if I may. That is correct. I wouldn't expect a lot. I mean, if there's, with 6,000 left, I would ask for 5,000. That would be an appropriate figure. If we, as we adjust the general fund for the capital, the 10% that is less than expected instead of the 260, the 239,000, some of that is available as well. If it's not appropriated elsewhere. That's the one adjustment we ask him the council make, is instead the 10% number instead of 268 is 239,000.
Yeah. Your Honor.
Don't hurt, please.
Thank you. So the 239,000 does not replace the 268,000 in this handout we just got.
It's not reflected in the spreadsheet because it hasn't been a budget amendment yet. So it's not reflected on the 6,000, but it should be in the handout that shows the difference between the original proposal and then the new proposal for the capital fund 10%.
Follow up, please. So does this reflect the 268? This handout we just got reflects the 268. So then the 6397, do we have a new figure for that then for the 239?
Madam Mayor and Council, the new number would be $35,003. If in fact the unassigned, instead of the 10%, instead of 268,000, it would be 239,394. And that would be the 10%. It would bring the balance up from 6,397 to $35,003 after the amendment is made.
Your Honor, would you like an amendment to that effect at this time?
We can't make an amendment right yet.
Okay.
Because we're in committee of the whole. But when we
come out,
make
tonight.
Note of an amendment if you'd like.
I'm trying to work on the form. I'll catch up.
Okay. Thank you.
So we don't have anything coming forward on our health plan at all this year, right? Any changes to it other than the changes that were changes to the price, but no changes to the coverage?
Correct. There's no change to the coverage. The budget proposal that we've submitted earlier, we've already amended back down to what the actual insurance premium will be. So that's reflected here, but the coverage does not change. We did propose a increase to the employees' contribution for their dependents. So that's still in the proposed budget.
And what, how much is that?
It was a 12% increase to the, just for the 12% increase to what they're paying now.
For dependents only?
For dependents only, still complete coverage for the employee.
So it'd be the city would pay for 88% of the coverage for the dependents, or am I missing, is that not how that works?
No, that was one of the concerns, was the employee's portion of it wouldn't go up, but it was, what we proposed was just a 12% increase in their payment, which did not equate to an 80-20.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
And to the city, it was about $7,500 is what that would equate to, the city payment. But that's what it would, if the city were to take that 12% and pay it, it would be $7,000 if we get back to the city. So it's a significant number to the employee, but it's still a relatively small number to the grand scheme of the budget. But when I originally proposed it, to keep the employees from having a huge increase in the future as personnel costs continue to climb, and that's something we'll have to struggle with in the years ahead, I recommended that 12% now, as opposed to a larger piece that they had to endure 3 years ago. I think the numbers are in the book or in my statement on how much that would equate to each individual, but it's still in the budget where we're requesting them, where we're going to require the employees to pay a 12% increase in their payment, not to pay 12% of the insurance premium. So there's a difference in the number. So it's not a huge number to the employee, but it's still a significant number. But it's not 12% of the insurance, it's just a 12% increase in their payment.
Your Honor. The information that you're looking for is on page 4 of the fiscal year 2016 proposed budget transmittal. It's the narrative that from October 15th. So it's just prior to page 5 in the budget.
Thank you. shall we just take it at ease and we'll look through our budget a little bit more and let's just go ahead and just take an at ease. I'll take a 10-minute at ease and we can do it at the table or not, and we can
Ready for minutes?
We can come out. Well, we can do that. I think I would rather take an at ease and we can do that. All right, let's just take a brief at ease. We're back in session and we're still in the committee of the whole. Is there anything to discuss on the budget, or are we ready to come out of the committee of the whole and make some amendments? All right, we're going to go ahead and come out of the committee of the whole. Madam Clerk, amendments that you have?
I do not have any
amendments. Okay. Councilmember DeVries, did you have an amendment that you would like to make?
Yes. I would like to make an amendment to remove the $268,000 and replace it with the $239,394, I believe is the correct figure. $239,394 is the figure that I have. Gina, is that the correct one, Gina? Okay. Thank you. So I'll make that motion, Your Honor.
Madam Mayor, could I please get the line item numbers as well? The controller has it. If I may, if I could read this just for the record and then put it in the amendment. It's line item 6078.
Your Honor, I'd like to incorporate that in my motion, please.
I want to make sure that we get that repeated with you. So now that we have our finance director back, just so she's here.
One of the pages is on 113, where it's other revenue transfer from other funds. I don't know if there's another page also. At the bottom of the page, 08000003673. But it might show up another place also.
Yes, Councilor Best.
So that amendment that was for the 01017060078, that's the 2016 proposed budget number of 2039.394.
I do have it displayed up there.
That's the numbers that we need to have changed, right? Okay. All right, so they're on this. whether they're on the screen, we can see these. And I'm going to go ahead and read this amendment that's been made and seconded, primary amendment number 7, to remove $268,000 from light item 01017060078 and insert $239,394 in line item 01017060078, and what's made by Councilmember DeVries and seconded by Councilmember Best, and we're ready to vote. Well, Councilmember LaFrance, would you like to have a comment or question?
Yeah, pardon my ignorance here. Can someone just run through quickly what exactly is happening with this line item? Because I see it as marked out from $387,000 to $446,000 from a previous meeting. And I see I'm not the only one for that, but pardon the newbie help, but can you just restate that amendment and explain to me in simple terms?
Councilor Brees, Mr. Manager, I'll leave it to you.
Mayor, if I would let the Finance Director answer that question.
Mayor and Council, and the last council meeting, there was an adjustment to the airport, increasing the amount that the general fund will have to give the airport. That new number is $178,402. If you add that to the $239,394, that number should be, I'm sorry, I'm questioning myself. Not that it has been a hectic day. It should be $417,796. So let me re-add that real quick just to make sure. But it's $178,402 plus the $239,394.
To answer your question, Councilmember LaFrance, we can put this off. I mean, we don't have to pass a budget until the for another couple of weeks, and it would be just as well to postpone this and bring it, have it brought. Well, we got a couple more minutes, but this is a change in the leases, right? Or no, it's something different than that.
Your Honor. The explanation, I think, best is why we're making the motion is found on this one page, where according to our code, we do an annual transfer. It says at the top, council request information regarding the 10% anticipated on appropriate reserve transfer to the CIP fund. Okay, so according to our code, we annual transfer annually at the adoption of the fiscal budget a minimum of 10% of the anticipated unappropriated reserve and shall be transferred to a capital projects fund. And at our last meeting, we asked the finance director if that was from the year 2015, 2014, or 2013. And so she provided this sheet for us. And before we had the, where it says resolution 15-001, we had the $286,238, and that was the mid-year budget amendment. That was the amount that was put in the proposed budget that's brought before us. And but then really the fund balance is the $2,393,936. So 10% of that is the $239,394, and that's the amendment to substitute the last figure for the 268. Does that help?
That helps. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mayor, let the director, she has the figure for the total of the airport and the...
Did you want to go ahead and do that first, Councilman?
And additionally, since it's a capital count, the reason why I think you had different numbers there also was that there was originally an imbalance, so that carried over as well. So the two is where I think you had your other numbers from.
Did you, does that same you were going to say, Madam?
It's good.
Director.
I'm good.
Thank you. All right, so are we ready to vote? All those in favor of primary amendment number 7 and remove 268,000 from line item number 01017060678 and insert 239,394 in line item 01017060678, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, say no. Primary amendment number 1 is carried. Any other amendments? I believe we had no other.
That was number 7.
Excuse me, that one.
That was number 7. You said number 1.
Oh, no, okay. That time I did say number 1. Primary amendment number 7, that was the first one tonight. Any other amendments? All right, in that case, then we're going to come out, we're out of the committee of the whole. And we're no further business before the council until our regular meeting at 7 o'clock. Meeting is adjourned.